my name is Greta.
And my name is Elsa. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs are building sentences with the sentence kit, making sure to pay close attention to capitalization at the beginning, punctuation at the end, and spaces between the words. The students planted seeds to have a plant to take home. They used a variety of seeds, some with cool names like Brain Plant or Johnny Jump Up. The students will be visiting the police station for a tour today as part of learning about their community and the community workers.
The Fawns also are planting flowers and making cards for Mother's Day. Yesterday, the class went down to the beach to enjoy the sunshine and look at the big waves. One reading group just finished reading Freckle Juice. Freckle Juice is a book about a boy who wants freckles. The students are learning how to make connections with the text from their own lives. Therefore, the students are trying to think of a time in their lives that they wanted something.
The Wolves are learning how to throw and catch frisbees in Fayette class. The students set up a course with milk crates and cones so they can play disc golf. In science, the Wolves continue to learn about stars. They have learned that the temperature of a star affects its color. They have started learning about the life cycle of a star and a little about what a star is made of.
In the Lynx class, the students are wrapping up their study about American Revolution by presenting their slideshows to a small group. The audience provided positive feedback and asked questions. Everyone quickly realized that the events of the American Revolution happened in a relatively short period of time. It is amazing that the foundation of our nation occurred over the span of a few years.
The Otters assembled the yurt they built at North House on the GES school grounds. It went up in a afternoon and will be used as an outdoor classroom for the remainder of the school year. The eighth graders are making a video that provides instruction on how to take down and put up the yurt so that the future class will know what to do. The yurt is part of the eighth grade legacy project. Each year, the 8th grade Otters will be involved in leaving something behind to benefit the school or community. In conjunction, there will be a fundraiser to supplement the maintenance of the projects so that the things left behind for the school will be self-sustaining.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Elsa.
And Greta.
Have a great day.